James Harden is $1,200 less tonight than Russell Westbrook on FanDuel. You know, I'm a FanDuel player, so that's prices to look at. Feel free to have DraftKings up as well, whatever.
Yeah.
Number one, do you have to play one of them each night? Number two, if that's the case, if your answer to number one is yes, which one would you play? If your answer to number one is no, where do we look instead?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have to play one of them every night. It's just if you have the money to play one of them, like I said, like we talked about the other day, I mean, these guys, their floor, their worst case scenario, their bad game, they're still putting up like 50 fantasy points for you. So, you know, you can definitely use them and build a roster around them if there's enough value. It really has to do with what kind of value you can find in the other games that are going on. If there's enough of those guys that you can fit them in, then yeah, you put them in there because, you know, there aren't many guys that are capable of putting up 50 fantasy points as a worst case scenario and 80 to 100. If you miss out on one of those 80 to 100 games, you're usually sunk. Now, on a night like this, we have 9 games tonight. So you don't have to put them in there because there are enough other ways to go that you can find it.
Okay.
On a small, like, 3 or 4 game slate or a 5 game slate, it's a lot harder to fade those guys.
Okay, so then tonight, 9 game slate, you said. So
nice, big, healthy 9 game slate here tonight.
We don't need to do it. And Harden, given a matchup with Memphis, I'll probably look the other way, and I don't think it makes sense with Russell Westbrook being $13,000 where he's going to need, what, 70 in order to hit value? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, see, like, the last game Westbrook played, he put up 24 points, 12 assists, 13, or 12 rebounds, 13 assists.
Yeah.
Which, if anybody else did that, you'd be like, damn, that guy he had a great
off.
Day.
Westbrook, you're like, ugh.
It was 55 fantasy points.
Yeah, it wasn't
which
enough. That's
for $13,000, you're not happy about. It's not, you know, you can't expect to take down a big tournament when you pay $13,000 for a guy who, quote unquote, only gets you 55 fantasy points.
Mm-hmm. So that means tonight, Benny, will you be playing Westbrook or Harden or neither? I'll play Russell Westbrook tonight.
I think you got it. I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm gonna play one of them, it's probably gonna be Westbrook.
You don't have to play one of them.
No, and I very likely may not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the direction you're going in.
Yep.
So if you don't like Westbrook or Harden as your stud, are you going Giannis? Are you going LeBron? Like, what's the plan here?
See, Giannis scares me a little bit because I don't know. I mean, he looked like death the other day.
Yeah.
He was another one of those guys that got caught with that bug that they're passing around the NBA right now. He only played 7 minutes the other night, mm-hmm. and he looked bad. Like, he, you know, physically looked ill.
Same as Jimmy Butler the night before.
Yeah, like, whatever this thing is it's serious. So, he'll probably be back tonight, but I don't know. Is he going to step back in and play his normal 35 minutes? And, you know, I mean, the matchup's pretty good for them. They're going up against Miami. Miami does struggle a little bit with the point guard spot. They do play a little bit slow, though, so it's not the perfect spot overall for him either. I mean, really, you look at the guys that you have to pay up for, even DeMarcus Cousins going up against Cleveland, you know, not really the easiest spot, not really the best place. So, you know, LeBron going up against Sacramento, again, slow-paced team. You know, the guy who I actually have the most exposure to up there of these expensive guys is Karl-Anthony Towns.
Cat.
The Cat.
Yep.
$9,700 tonight on FanDuel. I honestly always like Hassan Whiteside because, like, we don't really talk about him all that much, but he's amazing. He, like, just puts up numbers each and every time out there. Like, I know he missed a couple games in a row, but, like, he's really good.
Yeah, and it's a very soft matchup for him, too, going up against Milwaukee. Milwaukee's interior. I mean, the problem all his career with Greg Monroe has been that he doesn't play any defense. Now, Monroe's a good play, too, when we're talking about centers. He's a guy that's, you know, basically 30 fantasy points plus in 7 of his last 8 games and is still priced at that 6K range where that matters. But Whiteside going up against him on the other side is a great spot for him, too.
The other center that I would consider, if you know, you like Towns, you like Whiteside. To me, you can always consider the process, Joel Embiid, but he just gets up there in price for how many minutes he plays. But Dwight Howard tonight against Boston is just like, just coming out at me. I know I like Gortat and Markieff Morris the night before, or 2 nights ago when they played Boston, and I like Dwight Howard tonight at home against a Boston team that cannot defend the center position. He's $7,600 tonight. I really like Dwight Howard.
Yeah, and you know, here's the other thing with Boston tonight, too. You got Amir Johnson likely out. You got Tyler Zeller already out, too. So you're really down to Kelly Olynyk and Al Horford being literally the only two other big
guys
on
the roster. Al Horford, what is it, Corey?
Oh, it is.
Revenge game.
Al Horford's return to Atlanta tonight.
Wow, ooh, he's going back to the A tonight.
That's it.
Should we start Al Horford tonight?
He might get that bug, too.
See, my only problem with starting Horford is it's a tough matchup because you got two big guys on Atlanta that are both pretty good defensive players in Millsap and Dwight Howard. really not a good matchup for him. I don't think he has a big rebounding game here. You know, maybe he has some assists. He'll get a couple rebounds. Maybe he'll score a few points. But I don't really see a lot of upside in this one for him.
So do you like Dwight Howard then? I like Dwight Howard a lot.
I mean, how can you not? Boston is the team that has given up the most putbacks to opposing centers. They give up a ton of rebounds. You know, Coach Stevens yells at the team all the time that they need the rebound. You know, without all these big guys in there, they're going to be throwing out a smaller lineup for parts of the game. And, you know, yeah, I just think all these guys on Atlanta's front court are in a good spot here.
Yep, I totally agree. That means Paul Millsap as well, somebody you have to consider. Power forward, a weak spot tonight. Millsap's actually the highest priced player, at least on FanDuel, 8,100. So power forward, somewhere you can also go cheap. Guys,
what about like Kevin Love?
Well, Kevin Love is cheaper than Paul Millsap. 7,700 on FanDuel. Another question tonight will be if Serge Ibaka plays for Orlando. You saw him. He didn't play a couple nights ago. Did take part on 3-on-3 yesterday, and he expects to play. If he doesn't, Aaron Gordon once again popular target tonight.
Yeah, I mean, if we find out Serge Ibaka is not going to play, you got to get Aaron Gordon in there. He's way too cheap. And to answer Corey's question with Kevin Love, I don't know what's up with Kevin Love lately. Last two games, he's played horrendous. He played real bad in Portland, played real bad against Utah. I just don't understand why. And you know what? Those were two losses for Cleveland when they didn't have Love being that second guy. He played the minutes. I mean, played 37 minutes against Utah. I guess you can excuse anybody not having a good game against Utah. But the other thing that I kind of noticed, you know, the field goal attempts are down a little bit for him. You know, the rebounding's down a little bit for him. He had six games in a row where he went double digits in rebounds. Only came up with 8 and 9 in the last two games. You know, I don't know. He's not really doing much of the stuff in the other categories. A little bit concerned about him. I mean, that Portland matchup should have been one where he went out and dominated. You know, and I feel like, you know, you can make an excuse for Utah, maybe because of the flight and Cleveland wasn't there, you can make an excuse for Portland. But when you start making excuses for every bad game a guy has, eventually at some point you just got to say,
run out of excuses.
Yeah, he's not playing well. Like, maybe that's the big takeaway. So I don't know why, but lately Kevin Love's not playing well. So I don't know. Hopefully he turns it back around.
Continuing on here, at that power forward position, Enes Kanter for me is a guy that is now seeing the minutes we wanted him to see. $5,900 tonight on FanDuel. He's a power forward. Last game he played 30 minutes. The game before that, 28 minutes. Now that's up from the normal 20 to 22 that he normally sees. Over those last two games with the increased minutes, well, he's gone off 20-11 in one of them, 19-13 in the other one. If you're getting those minutes, I don't know if he's guaranteed it. It might have been matchup-based. I don't know. That's what I'm asking you for, Benny. If he's getting those minutes at this price, he's a must-play for me. How do I know if he's guaranteed those minutes?
Well, I mean, I don't think we can know that he's guaranteed, but I think the thing that we see with OKC, they really only have three guys that put the ball in the basket.
Correct.
It's Russell Westbrook running pick and rolls with either Steven Adams or Enes Kanter, and then one of those guys either finishing the pick and roll or getting a rebound and putting it back under.
Literally it.
And that is pretty much how OKC plays their entire offense. And like you said, it wasn't even just the last two games. You know, the last two games he averaged over 28 minutes, 38 fantasy points over on DraftKings. But even three of the five games before that, playing only 22, 24 minutes, his production is still up. I mean, this is a guy that never gets gypped off with the amount of shots that he takes. You know, 13 shots, 12 shots, 11 shots, 18 shots, you know, double-digit shots in all but two of his last 11 games. He's going to be out there. And the thing is, all his shots are from 5 feet away from the basket. So they're high-percentage shots. He's going to be scoring some points.
Discipline player.
Sorry?
Discipline player.
Yes. At the small forward positions, as I clearly am going backwards there. I mentioned I like LeBron tonight. I think they got blown out the night before. I know Sacramento is a slow-paced game, but it's a good matchup for LeBron. No other small forward like screams at me, Benny.
Yeah, not the guys that you have to pay up for at the top, really. You know, Wiggins has been playing kind of well lately. He's somebody that I'm looking at. I like Damari Carroll if you're trying to save
That's
money.
That's exactly who I put in. Yeah. LeBron and Damari Carroll is my small forward.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing Brooklyn, so anybody playing against Brooklyn is pretty much in play. But yeah, it's kind of slim pickings. You know, like I said before, if a back is out, one guy, if you're playing on FanDuel that I have my eye on is Aaron Gordon again. You know, he's been putting up some pretty good games without Serge Ibaka. And this is really what I've said is he's a power forward. You know, they keep trying to play him out of position at the small forward spot, and it's not working out well for him because he doesn't have the outside game to play on the wing. He needs to be close to the basket where he's like a Blake Griffin. You know, when Blake Griffin first came into the league, guy's a great athlete, uber athlete, can jump out of the gym and, you know, is big, strong, and physical. You put him outside where he should be shooting jump shots. It's not his game. He's not going to perform out there.
What about Jay Crowder?
Jay Crowder had a really good game last game out, but besides that, before that and besides that, he's been incredibly underwhelming and frustrating to own. I always like Jay Crowder because he does a little bit of everything, but he just hasn't done enough of everything.
Jay Crowder is a cash game play that I use a lot because he's just a very consistent 25-ish kind of fantasy points. My beef with him is he never really has that upside game. You know, he doesn't go for...
He doesn't go crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't go crazy. Like Greg said, he'll get you 10, 14 points. He'll get you 6 to 8 rebounds. He'll get you 3 to 5 assists. But he never has that game where he goes double-double or he goes for 25 points and also does all that stuff and puts up a big score. He's just a very consistent, solid cash game play. If you need somebody to plug in there, that's not going to kill you.
Shooting guard position tonight as we continue up. No idea, Benny. I mean, like, you have your high-priced guys, right? You have Giannis, you have Harden, you have DeRozan. CJ McCollum, not a great match with Orlando. And then after that, you just get a whole lot cheaper, and that's kind of where I'm headed right now. Like, I like Evan Fournier against Portland. Like, I think that's, like, that's a good spot for him. If I want to go even cheaper than that, like, I think Dion Waiters saw 38 minutes in his last game.
All over Dion Waiters tonight. 100% exposure to Dion Waiters tonight. Here's the deal. Like, I don't like this guy's game. I've said it before. I don't think he's a great player. I think he's very inefficient. I think he does a lot of stupid stuff out there on the court. But like you said, he's going to play 38 minutes, and he's never a guy that's been trigger shy. So he'll play 38 minutes. He may chuck up 20 shots in those 38 minutes that he's on the floor. He may only hit 6 or 7 of them, but at 4,900, that's enough that he's going to wind up somewhere around value.
What about if Batum gets back in the lineup tonight?
I've heard about Jeremy Lamb, actually.
Sneaky, very sneaky play tonight. I like him as well. I wrote him up. He's listed as questionable, but he's playing. He's
actually
be
listed
in
as probable now. He's even really
okay,
stopped.
Good,
so
even
he's
better.
Probable. Yeah, so there you go. That's actually a very good play, Core.
Yeah,
Nick Batum, 7,500 tonight. And my only problem with playing him was if they blow them out, then they're going to put him on the bench.
But here's the other thing that's good about playing Batum tonight. Jeremy Lamb has already been ruled out. So you're taking one other guy out of the equation. You know, Bellinelli's in there too. He'll be somebody who's playing, but Bellinelli hasn't been playing well or as many minutes lately. So I think Batum does get a decent amount of minutes tonight unless that game gets really, really ugly.
Wrapping it up, the point guard position tonight, Benny. Russell Westbrook, of course. Kyle Lowry, the blowout factor. Always Isaiah Thomas is a good choice. Damian Lillard as well. Where are you leaning point guard, Wes?
Yeah, I mean, all the guys that you mentioned are good. There's a couple guys that are a little bit cheaper that I'm looking at, too. Dennis Schroeder, been playing really well lately, going up against Boston.
That's a good spot, yep.
Yeah, Boston, most people don't realize, Boston has been playing paced up lately.
Yep.
So, you know, this is a game where I think, you know, Atlanta's actually a paced up team, too. They're not incredibly efficient on offense because they don't really have good shooters. But they've still been able to put up a lot of points, and Schroeder's been one of those guys. Ricky Rubio, another guy. I mentioned him the other night. Yeah, I mentioned him the other night without Zach LaVine. The ball was in his hand a lot more. He's running a lot more pick and roll up top with Karl-Anthony Towns. You know, the last game that those two guys played, they combined for 100 fantasy points. The game before that, they combined for, I think, 98 or 97 fantasy points. So, you know, I don't mind rolling the two of them out there as a combo again as well.
I only want Rubio without Zach LaVine in there.
Looking at it, I think it's very possible to do it without Westbrook or Harden tonight.
So I made my first lineup here of the day. My point guards, Ricky Rubio, and one guy you didn't mention is Kemba Walker.
Okay.
Kemba against Philadelphia. That's a good spot. Like, I can go down to Schroeder there, have some money. So I'm going to play around with it. It's obviously very, very early in the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, have some fun with it. All right. Don't forget
lineup lock at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Well, of course. A lot of they're going football tonight. It's a Friday show.
Yeah, right. We're not talking. We're not talking
show.
Basketball
they do
today.
Football show. A lot of lock. You got DFS today coming your way though. Coming up at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Yep. After the news desk.
It's also a football show. So for basketball, you have to listen to us on demand. Road to Actors. So I did in the 8 o'clock hour today.
Or you could always tweet at us later. I'll be sitting on my computer
Benny,
making
though.
Teams tonight.
Tweet at
yeah.
Benny.
Tweet at Benny.
I'll be someplace. I'm working on a team, but not not that team.
Not that team. He's trying to grow the stable.
He's trying to make sure he's got a deep bench.
Yeah, exactly.